Check your watch jackets, fans. It's Shelly Time with Bishop and Laurinaitis.
Sponsored by Mumu Express Car Wash, proud partner of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Well, Bishop and Joshua Perry in for James today. Time for a little bit of Shelly Time. Joe, of course, we have a game tonight, but that's a bit of a backdrop after the events of the weekend. Savard, Foligno, Nash. Foligno, the big part of that, longest tenured captain, heart and soul guy. I said off the top of the show, whatever he is as a hockey player, he's a better human being. And he is exactly what this organization deserved, what the city deserved as a captain. This is part of the reality of the NHL, though. I think we kind of thought that this was possible. He gets to go to his, you know, a team his dad played for, which I think would have to be pretty cool for him. How do you wrap your mind around what happened over the weekend, especially as it pertains to Nick?
Yeah, you know, Bo, you said it. I mean, this guy is, he just gets it. And he gets it on all levels. He grew up with his dad playing in the National Hockey League. His brother plays in the National Hockey League. He came in here, and there was doubt from the head coach whether he could be the captain. And he took it upon himself to be that guy. And there's a culture and a special bond in that locker room that starts with Nick Foligno. And, you know, it's sad to see him go. It really is, because it's not only the person and his family that are now moved on to another organization, but the good times that we saw the last 4 years, it's over. And I think that's the tough part to take. You know, it's hard to see him go, but I know he's excited, because the Toronto Maple Leafs are the New York Yankees as far as if you have any ties in Canada growing up, you're going to that type of organization. There might be a chance to win there. He doesn't care what role he has, but he's going there to make an impact. And we have to wish him well. We have to thank him for all he's done here, him and his wife Janelle, on the ice and off the ice, because there's certain organizations that get to a certain point on the ice and then even more so off the ice, and it's because the commitment and the character of those individuals, and in this case, it's Nick Foligno. David Savard's another guy that you put in that category. I mean, what a great Blue Jacket. But it's time to move forward. The Blue Jackets wish them well, and you know, it's too bad for the sense that where this team is going right now, but it's part of the evolution of a professional hockey team.
Now, Jody, that's the follow-up, right, is we haven't had to do this in a while. We haven't been sellers. We've been buyers. I think it was probably the right thing to do. You needed the assets. I think what Yarmo got back, now you're talking about three first-round picks in 2021, but this can be long. It can be arduous. You got to hit on these things, but now you're talking about a true rebuild that is going to happen here. I, Jody, think the fan base here is smart enough now to understand that this was probably necessary. Do you? And do you think that this was the right decision for the organization?
Yeah, at this point where we sit, even 4 days ago, absolutely. I mean, it's a tough decision. The players wanted to make it extremely tough. I mean, when you're in the locker room, your goal is to make this team buy. They did it last year. They squeezed everything out of those players. They had players we didn't really know overachieve and do something that was it was really spectacular. And that gave us the real hope coming into this year. And here we sit, and this is the right thing to do. You have to get something for Foligno and Savard. Because if you go back 3 years ago, they did the opposite. They kept Sergei Bobrovsky. They kept Artemi Panarin and Duchesne and Dzingel. And they left, and you let those cupboards get a little bit drier when you don't pick up draft picks. But that was okay. That's where we were at. Same thing last year. They added Devin Shore, which, you know, maybe they should have added some more looking back. But, you know, they didn't know the situation they were in. But this year, this is it. Dubois leaving was kind of started this organization to be like, okay, we have to react and respond and try to make this happen. And they were on track, but it fell off and you know, the injuries, and then it just says, no, this has to happen now. With Werenski and Jenner being out, you have to sell. You have to get ready to try to reorganize this organization.
If you put yourself in Yarmo's shoes right now, obviously big rebuild ahead, how exactly do you want to attack this? Like, what do you want this thing to look like over the next couple of seasons?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Joshua. It's, you know, he's a guy that understands the National Hockey League. He understands what he wants his team to be. He's working with great ownership here. And you want it to be a contender. And if that means go get and one piece to build around, like Buffalo is trying to do, boy, they're in tough. They're trying to rebuild for the last 5 years. That's gone absolutely upside down backwards. But you look at places like Toronto, who, you know, get Matthews and Marner, and you build around them. It takes time. It takes them 5 years to get there. But can you do it a little quicker? Because you do have pieces here that we've heard about. Are they going to be impact guys to build around? Is Texier and Benstrom, are these guys real? I mean, is this really what is happening? That's what he has to figure out. He's going to add to that in the core, and hopefully it's the Boone Jenner, Seth Jones era of the Columbus Blue Jackets, Cam Atkinson, to take this team where it needs to go.
Oh, you mentioned it, Jody. It kind of has to be. As we play out the string here, you're talking about foundational leadership guys gone. You know, Boone, obviously, mm-hmm. with the injury, Werenski done, Foligno shipped out, Savard shipped out. And again, I think you had to do it at this time. But in terms of this playing out this stretch, what are you looking for? You mentioned Benstrom, you mentioned Texier. Who else? Yeah. What are some other names that you say, all right, these guys are going to be part of this being done and what is truly the first rebuild in a long time?
I'm looking for a lot, to tell you the truth. I'm piling a lot on Texier, a lot on Benstrom if he gets in the lineup. I know he's injured right now. What do you got with Stemlin? The coach thinks he's inconsistent. Can he handle anything? Can he come and play in situations? Has he shown anything? You're going to see, Foodie's down right now, but you're going to see some defensemen. What are they going to do? Kukin in and out of the lineup. Gabriel Karlsson in and out of the lineup. I want to see these guys as professionals. Tonight it's Patrick Kane. You know, who gets that assignment? Can you really do it for two games? You know, that's kind of a nice thing, too, when you're playing two-game set, because you can show up one game and play three periods and get away with it, but can you do it for another period after, you know, you got in his face for three periods prior to that? There's different tests I want to see here. You got to be realistic. You got to see these guys in the National Hockey League. There's hope that they can do it. I haven't seen it from Benstrom yet. I'm sorry. Texier shows flashes. He's got to grow up. Okay. But there needs to be some impatience here, I think, with these guys. No, we're going to talk about patience a lot down the line, but it's got to be realistic moving forward because we expect things here in Columbus now. We expect a certain brand of hockey. Yeah. And a certain way to do it. And I think that's very reasonable. It's been a patient fan base. But now it's time to see, okay, if this is going to happen, make it happen and make it elite.
Jody, I'm looking at I'll get you out of here on this. I'm looking at the lines, projected lines tonight. Bjorki, Domi, and Laine on that top line. I mean, those are Bjorki's obviously really delivered. But Domi and Laine, those guys are going to, for better or worse, be kind of the faces of the start of this rebuild where those two deals, you know, you mentioned PLD, but Anderson as well, those were the return on those. And they're on the top line today.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what you have to see, Bo, because, I mean, are those the guys you're going to build around? Are they what? Listen, you got Domi because Anderson wasn't coming back here, okay? Mm-hmm. So that he was kind of forced upon you. Great, maybe it works out. You also, when you give up Pierre-Luc Dubois, you get Laine. He's a good piece. But is he a complimentary piece? Is he a piece you build around? You know, personally, I haven't seen it yet. I mean, maybe he's just having an off year. Maybe it's confidence. But these are key pieces you have to challenge, and you have to say, is this what you're building around? Or are these pieces that need to be moved out so that you're building it in the right way, in the right direction? That's Yarmo's job. That's Yarmo and hockey operations. Josh Flynn is in there. He's a great assistant GM. Those guys have to work and retool this and figure out, but they'll be realistic. That's one thing I know about Yarmo. It's not going to be hoping that Laine works out. I think it's going to be a real test here and watching him close on the ice, off the ice, character, in interviews, because these are critical pieces. And if you're going to make them corner pieces, boy, they better be bang on.
Yeah, didn't think we'd be here, but there's some fun in this as well as new guys have to step up. And so it starts tonight with Chicago. Appreciate your time, bud.
Oh, great job, Bo. I've enjoyed it. Thanks, guys. See you, Joshua.